90.9 FM Woni.
For your face,
your voice,
your clothing. Let's just say I love it all.
Every tune in to WONY 90.9 FM. Keep it locked.
My very flesh begin to crawl with simple utter loathing. There's a strange exhilaration in such total detestation.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, September 15th, join the Activities Council for Club Feud, happening from 9 to 10:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, head down to the Red Dragon Theater for some Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10.
Hola, everyone. I'm going to cut that short because that was from last week. Anyways, how's everybody doing? It's Monday, September 22nd. This is DJ Noss from Mark Du with What's in Your Pocket, episode 53. We got an exciting week, as always. I'm going to play one Bach organ work a day for the following, I don't know, 200 days or something like that. There's a ton of them. Sometime in the middle of my show. Some of these are very short. Some are like 4 or 5 minutes long. So you'll see. Maybe I'll play a couple. If they're shorter, I'll play a couple of them. Let's see what else is going on. Had a pretty good weekend. Watched a bunch of movies. I had a gig at Hartwick on Friday night for their alumni weekend, which was great. And then on Saturday, I watched Spinal Tap, the original, not the new one, which I still need to see. The Rocky Horror Picture Show outside by a fire was super nice. And then yesterday, I went and saw The Long Walk, which I really, really, really enjoyed. I highly recommend, if you like suspense, thriller, those kinds of things, to go check out The Long Walk. It was good. The book's really amazing. And the screen adaption was really good, I thought. Stephen King was the executive producer on it, not the director or in it, but I don't think he was in it. It was really good, in my personal opinion. Anyways, we're going to start today with something off of the Urban Cowboy soundtrack and move over to Stevie Nicks. Y'all ready? Here's Monday Morning.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, just 17. Some Stevie Nicks there. Amazing. Anyways, I hope everybody had a fantastic weekend, and it is 8:12 here. You could be a guest on my show. I've had a couple guests thus far this semester, and looking forward to having a few more. I know September 30th, Dan Butterman, who's running for mayor on, I believe, the Democratic and Independent lines, mayor of Oneonta, is going to be here Tuesday, September 30th at 8 a.m. talking about some stuff and the campaign and so forth. And, yeah, all you need to do is send me a message either on any of my socials. You can go to Instagram. What's in your pocket? You can hit me up on my normal one, No Stopping the Rock. You can hit me up on Facebook. You can hit me up at mark.podcat@oneonta.edu. You can call the station at 607-436-2711. Just let me know what day you want to come in. Give me a specific date. We are on here 8 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday when school is in session. So, with that being said, come on, be our guest, be our guest. We want you here. All right. Let's listen to some Rod Stewart, shall we?
It just came out this week, and the song is called Surrender.
We're all right, man. Cheap Trick, Surrender, live at Budokan. Great album. Love me some Cheap Trick. Love them. All right, so, yeah, once again, my big thing up here is I'm always playing vinyl, so we're trying to build the library back up here. If you have any donations that you wish to drop off at the station, that would be awesome. You can also just get a hold of me. I can pick them up, bring them up here. Tomorrow night at Woney, which would be the 23rd of September from 6 to 8 p.m., we're having a vinyl swap up here. And also, just people can come up and see the studio and see kind of the analog side of things, in which people can trade and vinyl and CDs and so forth, and see how to play those on the radio instead of doing the old digital thing from the computer, old school ways, which is super fun to do. And if you just want to see the studio and learn more about being a DJ and all that kind of stuff, please come up. It's free. Tomorrow, September 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m., we are in the basement of Hunt Union, kind of right near Red Dragon, the theater, Red Dragon Theater down here. So hopefully I'll see some of you tomorrow. And I'm going to start off with this Bach thing. So Johann Sebastian Bach is definitely my favorite of the, what I would call, serious music composers. A lot of people call it classical music, but that's not a good term for it. I'm going to call it serious music, even though some of it is not serious. But he wrote a lot of works for organ, over 200 of them. And some of them are very short because they're just settings of chorales and stuff like that. And some are longer instrumental pieces. But I'm going to start working my way through them. Every day I'll play at least one or two of them. So we'll see how many I do this morning. I think these are some of the vocal chorale settings. I'll say the name of them later. But here we go. We're going to start off with some organ. Woo-hoo!
Nothing's wrong.
Right, so that I only played one of the Bach, Golden Hair, whatever that means. after that drive by the cars from Heartbreak City, Benjamin Orr, who's so amazing. It's sad that he and Rico Kasich have both passed. Such a great band. I think the Cars are probably in the top five of the most perfect pop bands ever. They were incredible. That output, those first 5-6 albums are just absolutely masterful. And especially the other members too. And Ellie Easton, his guitar playing, dude, so good. All right, I was shopping yesterday, and I like to kind of go around once a week and kind of look at local stores. And I went to the Marketplace on Chestnut Street, which is an antique store. And I'm always kind of looking around for fun stuff because I'm a collector, and I'm always looking for cool maxi singles to pick up. And I found a great version of Paula Abdul's Cold Hearted Snake here, so we're going to listen to that this morning. This is the extended cut. It's about 6.5 minutes, so you get quite a long time of the Paula Abdul rock and roll. He's been telling lies.
Deserve somebody better, girl.
tell you, you were always, always number, number one without a doubt. When I went to hear his ears, always, always screaming, screaming like a little snake under every rock. You've been working, working on the love, and he's been only, only playing on the cover all the while. Take a, take another, another look into his eyes, and you will only see a reptile. You could find somewhere to bed to go. He could only make you cry. You deserve somebody to get to go. He's good, cold as ice.
Jerry's Breakdown. Amazing. That's Jerry Reed and Chet Atkins, who are both amazing, amazing, amazing pickers out there. Both are passed away. Sad. Anyways, Paula Abdul before that, Cold Hearted. For those of you who don't know, she was a Laker girl and also was on, what show was that on she was on? She was a judge of something for a while. Maybe America's Got Talent or The Voice or something. So one of those things. Yeah, if you grew up in the late 80s, early 90s, she was kicking around quite a bit back then with some super duper poppy dance tunes with some pretty kicking butt choreography going on as well. I'm going to play some Neil Young, Crazy Horse. Live, Russ Never Sleeps, Pocahontas, followed by some Blondie. Happy Monday morning, everybody.
Cut the water in a long and hurried flight.
All right, Call Me Blondie. Before then, Pocahontas. Marlon Brando, Pocahontas and me. It's my best Neil Young impression right there. I do love that song, though. And I do have a deep, warm feeling for Neil Young as well. He's awesome. Writes great tunes. Very interesting voice and interesting guitar solos. They are what they are, and they are perfect for Neil Young. I'll put it that way. Okay, got to play Skinned, which is a song off of Blind Melon's second album, Soup. And then, I don't know, then I'll have one more after that. And then we're going to be done for the morning here, and I'll see you tomorrow morning. But I hope you like this one, Skinned. It's very, just listen to the lyrics. It's pretty awesome.
Is dream. Hi, this is TJ from the band Eerie, and you're listening to Wony at my alma mater, and congratulations on evading noise violations since 1962.
Hi, I'm Emily Phelps. My pronouns are she, her, and I run our Gender and Sexuality Resource Center here on campus. SUNY Oneonta wants everyone to feel comfortable on campus. Because of this, we want students to be aware of our policies surrounding inclusive restroom use. It's New York State law and campus policy that any individual can use whichever restroom they feel the most comfortable in. In addition to this, we also have gender-neutral, single-stall, walkable restrooms located in every building. For a map of where these restrooms are located, please see the Transgender Resource